This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
That's right, Anthony Gallo on the Fan, filling in. Yes, I know you just heard him, but I am filling in for the great Chris McMonagle, C-Mac. We got a lot to get to. 888-808-1019 is the number to call, as always, as I guide you through this overnight until 5 a.m. and the warm-up show. But I am fed up with the disastrous, the horrendous New York baseball. Seen the last 2 months, basically since June 1st, has just ruined my summer. It has taken me out of what it's been a beautiful summer. I moved, you know, accomplished a lot of things. I'm on here a lot. And we start with the Mets. The abject disaster of a team. This disgusting display of a ball club. And I've tried to excuse it away. I've tried to look at the glass half full. And I know I say this a lot, but the glass is empty. And we'll vent all night. I'm venting to you. You vent to me. I'm your sports therapist, and you could be mine. But this team is a joke. This team is not going anywhere. And you could blame the manager. You could blame the general manager. You could blame the owner. But at the end of the day, the guys to blame, the Fantastic Four, the Core Four, whatever you want to call them, Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, it rests on their shoulders. Senga, and to a lesser extent, Sean Manaea, it rests on their shoulders. Because the most disappointing thing about this season is not the makeup of the roster, it's not the bench guys, it's not the bullpen, it's the big dogs, the stars, the guys who are supposed to be leading this franchise in Queens. And if Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, and Soto do not step up, and they are not stepping up right now, this team will go nowhere. Sure, they'll make the playoffs. They've given them enough padding to make the playoffs. But this team will not achieve the goals it set out. And the only people to blame right now are their star players. Juan Soto, and I know this is sacrilegious for some Mets fans, for my fellow Mets fans, and it's been a rough week for you guys because we'll get to your antics on Thursday, on Wednesday in a little bit. But I know it's sacrilegious. It's forbidden to criticize this guy. He's been awful. I don't care about his June. Is it ironic enough? Anyone think it's a coincidence that this guy got hot in June and the Mets played their worst baseball of the year? Lindor has skirted criticism this year. That's my guy. He's probably my favorite guy in the roster. But he deserves to get destroyed. Alonzo, destroyed. Nimmo, destroyed. They all deserve the shrapnel. If you're throwing tomatoes, whatever cliche you want to use, they deserve it. Because this season's failures, or what looks like a disappointing season, rests solely on the souls. Solely on the shoulders. I nailed it the second time. Of their big guns. And to a lesser extent, Kodai Senga, and an even lesser extent, Sean Manaea. But none of these guys have stepped up. Senga's come back and been awful since the All-Star break. Sean Manaea, if you want to give him a pass because he's just getting back in the midseason form, fine. He hasn't been good enough. The offense has been terrible. And yes, guys like Vientos and Alvarez and Beatty have not given you much. But the four guys, the big money guys, the big tickets, the guys you go out to see, the players that are the face of the franchise, the shortstop that we all want to be captain, the feel-good story, you know, long-term Met, the guy that runs the first base on a walk, you know, God forbid he ran the first on a single. Is that the least I could ask for? Pete Alonso, who was red hot to begin with and has turned into 2024 Pete Alonso, and Juan Soto, the $750 million bust that he is right now, because all I can judge him off of is what I've seen this year. And I don't care about the solo home run he hit in the ninth inning of a no-hitter where Met fans cheered for the opponent. It's time for all of them to be better. At no point this season have they all clicked at the same time. We had one instance of it, and the owner wanted to give him a nickname. And this isn't about the owner. He's been fine. The general manager's been fine. The manager's been fine. These guys are all doing their jobs. The guys not doing their jobs are the stars, the faces of the franchise. I am a Jeff McNeil hater. He's been more consistent than the majority of these guys all year. It's terrible that I trust Ronnie Mauricio right now more than I trust Lindor, Alonso, and Soto to get a big hit. And something's got to give. Collectively, they've been awful. Sure, Lindor's starting to turn a corner a little bit, but not good enough. Alonso, 640 OPS in his last 15 days, or, you know, 12 games, 15 days. Lindor, under 800. Juan Soto, 690. Brandon Nimmo, 518. Horrendous. Horrendous. Thank God Alvarez has come up and been better since his demotion. Because outside of Alvarez, Mauricio, and for a little bit, Mark Vientos, this team has done nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I have to watch them trot out and give lifeless at-bat after lifeless at-bat, and it's amounting to nothing. They will go nowhere if these guys don't step up. 888-808-1019. I'm not saying the season's over, but I have no faith right now. I have no faith that this team can achieve anything, which is a far and wide difference from where I was 2 months ago. At some point, not hitting with runners in scoring position and your star players not playing can't be used as a, hey, well, wait till they do. It's August. When are they going to do it? I know we keep saying it, and in our heads it sounds great. Well, if the Mets just hit with runners in scoring position, look at how good they can be. If the Mets' big guys just start hitting, look how good they can be. We can't bank on that. In baseball, you cannot bank on guarantees. This isn't the NFL or the NBA where star players year in and year out produce. Yes, this does not mean the franchise is in shambles. This does not mean that next year there is no hope. But right now, in 2025, this team does not have the championship pedigree that we thought they had. The feel-good story that they were last year went out the window on opening day. When you sign Juan Soto to a $750 million deal after you make it to the NLCS being the feel-good story and you have the biggest payroll in baseball, you don't get to be a feel-good story anymore. You don't get to be scrappy. And we'll get to the team across town, too, because they haven't been much better. They've been worse. Not much worse, but they've been worse. This Mets team, though, it doesn't matter. They're both not good teams. Since June 1st, they have a 27-30 record. The New York Mets, since June 1st, have a 27-30 record. It's not the GM's fault. It's not the owner's fault. It's not the manager's fault. It is their star players' fault. You get on the bench players and the role players, those ancillary guys, when the star players are producing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But you cannot blame the roster makeup. You cannot blame ownership and the manager when your two aces, yes, injured, have not pitched well. When your four stars have not showed up. This isn't, oh, they should have went out and got another bat. If they got another bat, it wouldn't have mattered. If they got another bat, those four guys would still not be hitting. I don't want to hear about the protection in the lineup for Alonso or for Soto. Obviously, Lindor and Nimmo are very well protected. But I don't want to hear about that. This is a disaster. If they go into the playoffs and they get bounced in the first round, it doesn't matter the opponent. Could be the Phillies. Right now they'd play the Phillies. If they get bounced in the first round, that will be such a disappointment. And I know people are going to call up tonight, 888-808-1019, and tell me, well, they get in September, right as the season ends, they can start hitting with runners in scoring position and they get hot. Well, I can't predict that. And I don't see that. Juan Soto doesn't have a big hit all year. Pete Alonso doesn't have a big hit since April. These guys have not consistently hit with runners in scoring position at all this season. They have a big series. The Mets and the Yankees have two big series coming up, and we'll dive more into it as the night goes along. But you go to Milwaukee for the first time since the National League wildcard series, for the first time since Pete Alonso hit that epic homer. Now, you have to show up, and then the Braves come to town, or you go to Atlanta. I have to double check. And then you have the Mariners. The schedule's not that easy. You host the Braves. You go to the Braves at the end of August. Outside of that National Series, sandwiched between the Mariners road series or home series and the Braves road series, the Mets don't have an easy series until the end of the season. They have a gauntlet that they're facing. Does anyone have faith that these guys are going to be able to put it together? It's time to show up. You get the Brewers in this stretch. I'm not going to name the bad teams because we'll call the Braves a bad team. But you get the Brewers, the Braves, the Mariners. After the Nationals, you get the Braves again. Then you get the Phillies, the Marlins, the Tigers, the Reds, the Phillies, the Rangers, the Padres. They have two series against the Nationals and two series against the Braves. The rest of their schedule are teams vying for a playoff position. That Marlins team is not anything to bat your eyes at. That Marlins team has been one of the best offenses in baseball since May. Yes, right now they're still deep out of it, 6.5 out. This is not getting easy. And if these guys, it doesn't matter if Vientos hits. It doesn't matter if Alvarez hits. If these four guys don't do their job, the Mets are in severe trouble. This team will go nowhere if Nimmo, Lindor, Soto, and Alonso do not step up. It cannot be one of them. It has to be that group. Senga and Minaya have to be better. Outside of Peterson, I actually trust Clay Holmes. But outside of Peterson, and I'll throw Clay Holmes in there, do you trust anyone in this rotation? Besides Edwin Diaz, and I'm not going to count the guys they traded at the deadline because they just got here. Besides Edwin Diaz, have any of the Mets star players played like stars this year? We all cried about Juan Soto being in the All-Star game. Well, this is why he wasn't there. We're lucky Lindor was even there. They all deserve criticism. You could start with Soto, but all four of those guys deserve criticism. And it's okay, Mets fans, to question Juan Soto this year. It doesn't mean that you're going to regret the contract. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden the future is bleak. But you can hold this guy accountable. And I get it. Maybe he's not a leader, but you have to somehow fake the part for at least a little bit. Because I don't want to, you know, get into leadership conversation. Because a lot of you did that with Lindor, a lot of you did that with Nimmo, and it was clear that these two guys were leaders. Well, right now the Mets need more than leadership; they need performance, they need execution. If you've listened to any of my shows in the past, you know I love to talk about urgency. And playing up to the moment. The Mets lack urgency. The Mets have not played up to the moment. Well, now the moment has arrived where they have a gauntlet to end the season. The last 2 months, now until September 28th, they have a gauntlet. They're going to have to beat someone that's not the Nationals. They're going to have to win series. Yes, they sit 3.5 up right now. When they go to Cincinnati at the beginning of September, that lead in the wild card can evaporate. They could be trailing the Reds if they don't turn things around. 2-8 in their last 10, 4-game losing streak. 25-31 on the road. Yes, they have a good record against teams. Maybe they need to play teams over 500. It starts with the Brewers. And this is not a win now series. You have to show something. I don't want to say that they have to win the series. They have to take down the Brewers in this 3-game series. But if they don't, how do you build confidence? How do these guys turn it around? You're wasting a good Clay Holmes start. David Peterson's a throwback. He didn't give you much, but he tried to grind it out. this team, this Mets team, this $300-plus million disappointment will go nowhere if the biggest money guys, the top of that lineup, do not step up. And they've all sucked right now. They've all been awful. There's no beating around the bush. They've all been awful. Yes, Alonso and Lindor had great Aprils and Mays. I would take a slow start from Lindor to get out of what we had this year, where he had gave us two good months to start the season. It has been terrible since the end of May. Soto gave you one good month. Nimmo gave you one good month. These guys have not, outside of one night, where they called them the Fab Four. And I love gimmicks. I love nicknames. But outside of one night, these guys have not put it all together. So that's it. We sit here staring down, if you're the Mets, a gauntlet of an end of a season. A gauntlet of a schedule. Unlike the Yankees, which the Yankees have not played well. And I'm not much higher up on the Yankees than I am the Mets. But the one thing I'll say is the Yankees have a favorable schedule. The King, Aaron Judge, is coming back. The Mets, this is it. They're healthy. Jesse Winker or Blackburn or McGill, they're not changing anything. You know why? Because if Nimmo, Lindor, Alonso, Soto, Senga, and Minaya give you nothing and don't turn it around, we're in for a long 2 months and a disappointing end of the season. 888-808-1019. Anthony Gallo on the Fan. We got a lot to get to. Like I said, you vent to me, I'll vent to you. We're all going to get it out. New York baseball sucks right now. And for the New York football fans, hopefully it doesn't. And that starts this weekend. We'll get into a little bit of that. Big Zoo on the other side of the glass. We both got you all the way till 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.